Hello, welcome to online. What happened? Turning on my volume up a little. Yes, what happened, Chacha boy? Ayo, you got so many things to tell? You got stories to tell? Huh? He's so crazy. But anyway, I'm gonna go out and take a walk because it's been a while since I did a show. Actually, I don't need this handheld thingy. Or maybe I do. Or do I? Oh, sorry. I am so... I don't even think about it anymore when I burp, which is really bad. I'm going to turn on my alarm. I'm going to not go out with the keys. I want you to follow me out. This is going to be classic for some people. Garage door opening up. Now, I don't do that much anymore these days, especially. But one funny thing or one weird thing is I just stepped outside. And the difference between my usual walking out from the garage compared to this very one that I'm doing is that I usually leave the house, go to work. Today I came back from work and closing the garage door, and I had lunch, had dinner, and I'll tell you what I ate. Oh Christ, I need to trim down our shrub here on the side very badly. I may do that sometime this week. If I find time, whatever. I'm gonna have to make time. But I am gonna go take a walk. And I realized that it's been a long while since I do that. So I thought I will do a podcast. It's actually a Friday today. And it's Friday evening and let's start with this chronological order. And I know because of my ADD, it's very difficult for me to focus on one thing. I can't breathe, not because I'm out of shape. Well, I'm kind of out of shape, but... Oh, hello, kitty! Aw, cute, pretty kitty. Big fat tail. Oh, so pretty. I'm walking on the neighborhood, in the street in front of our house. And this is a stereo, so... Is this stereo? Yes, two channel, yeah. I just want to make sure that it captures all the noise around me. The birds chirping. Okay, let's go back to number one. I was eating dinner. I came back. My see, every time I start to talk about something, it ended up making me thinking about another thing that leads up to this thing that I want to talk about. And I always ended up not telling you anything. But maybe I'll back up again. Michael and I... Shit, that just happened in my head. Like, I was going to tell you one thing, and then I just thought of two other things to talk to you about. Okay, I'm going to stop there and go from Michael and I. Michael and I spent a lot of time this week because her husband is out of town. My husband's out of town. And I'm burping because I just ate. And we, you know, when you don't have your husband, not that we can't do it, but you know, when your husband's around, you actually, you know, you can't do stuff like when you were single. And then when your other half is gone for a few days or a week or a certain amount of time, you actually get to do some of the stuff that you don't usually get to do. Not to say that it is bad or good, I'm just saying, right? So we went out to distracted me. So we went out to dinner, where we actually saw each other from what, Monday? Yeah, we saw each other on Monday, Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Today, I saw her last night because she was I spent a night at her place, and a funny thing is her work is closer from my house, and my work is the same distance from her house. So when I spent a night at her place last night, I actually didn't have to drive as far. However, I was late. How funny is that? You know, when you're staying at somebody else's house, you're sort of, you know, out of your normal and regular routine, that I sort of was thrown off and I miscalculated, because I thought, oh, I'm so much closer, so I can go in a little later. And I miscalculated and couldn't find things when I was in the bathroom and all that, and therefore ended up being late, which is kind of funny because typically it takes me about 25 minutes to drive on highways, and this morning it only took me less than 15 minutes, but then I was late. But of course there, I have to go through that like 30 miles an hour speed limit zone. But anyway, so we ended up seeing each other a whole lot, which is actually quite nice. And we actually get to record a ding the bell, just whenever I get to create the feed and create the website, I will be posting that. So I'm sure I'll be announcing it on here as well. So we, on without planning on, we planned to see each other on Tuesday and Thursday, but we ended up seeing each other Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, which is kind of nice. Sort of impromptu fun. And so we, I'm hearing this lawnmower, but through my headphones, because I'm monitoring it, the recording, and I have no idea where it's coming from. It's coming from the left, but I don't see it. It's weird. Anyway, Michael and I went to the Orin. Okay, I've stopped turning. You can actually hear me turn. You see, I'm spinning now. What? Oh, maybe it's the AC. That's what I'm hearing. Well, anyway, where was I? Yeah, we went out to this Oriental supermarket, which I've only been like once or twice, and it was really nice. And I ended up purchasing a bunch of Japanese stuff that I enjoy eating. Yeah, it's food. It's kind of healthy though, I thought, except for the carbs. There's this bean. Bean. It's kind of bean that is, what's it called? It's called natto. In Japanese, it's called natto. It's like a tiny, small soybean or something. But it's fermented soybean, or fermented natto. And therefore, there's a layer of, like, slimy. I know it's kind of gross, but, you know, it's quite delicious. Slimy, and you put, like, a bit of soy sauce and a bit of sesame oil, and you mix it up together. It becomes foamy. It's so gross. Foamy. And then you mix hot rice. You pour that over hot rice. And you eat that for breakfast. Or dinner, as I just did. That was completely the short way of saying it is, yeah, Oh, I'm seeing this sign on this house that has a big O. And then under the O that says, yes, we can, I assume that it's for Obama. Good. And the state representative, Jason Kander, apparently, jasonkander.com, apparently it's a good candidate. Almost everyone in this neighborhood has a yard sign for Jason Kander, so he must be good. Gotta go find out. Oh my gosh, there's fireflies everywhere. Oh, so pretty. Just like floating. Oh my gosh, how pretty. If you've never seen fireflies, they're so mesmerizing because they disappear. They appear, disappear, appear. At the same time, they're like kind of floating in the air. So pretty. Gorgeous, gorgeous. I don't have cameras good enough to capture this, really. You really do need a high light sensitivity camera to capture this, like a 3-chip camera or something. And so I made Japanese rice, you know, those short grain Japanese rice, but not just regular white rice, it's actually the brown rice, but short grain brown rice. And I made those just about an hour ago. And and I cooked it a little soft, and then put my natto beans over it and ate that. And it was supposed to be enough for 2 portions, but I was talking to my mom as I was eating. I was talking to her on iChat, and I kind of forgot. I just kept eating, and by the time I looked down, I was like, oh my gosh, the whole bowl of rice is almost gone. So I decided to just finish it so that I don't have to, you know, keep a tiny, like, 3 or 4 bites of rice. And that's what happened to me. And that's why I'm overly full. And this podcast is also inspired by me. I mean, by me, by my mother. She suggested that I go out and take a walk. I told her, oh my gosh, I finished this whole bowl of rice and I'm really full. And she said, why don't you go take a walk? And I thought, oh, that's silly. And then I realized, no, maybe not. Oh, now I see another state representative, Amy Kaufman. I don't know if she's... I only so far have seen one. I don't know if they are fighting for the same state representative seat, but so far only one, Amy Kaufman. She might not be that popular. And, oh, popular meaning it's... And of course, Obama signed with Jason Kander, I assume. Jason Kander, if not a Democrat, must be close to the value. What he stands for might be close to the value of a Democrat. So I'm sorry. I'm sure heavy breathing and the panting is probably bothering some people. I'm walking now here. Somebody said hello to me, and because I was talking to myself, please, not very loudly. But what the beauty of having the Zoom H2, I actually thought of recording it using the classic binaural microphones and changed my mind because I realized when I don't want to be heard too loudly, it might actually be better. Oh my god, there's a dog. It might actually be better if I use the Zoom H2, because then I can put the microphone... Ooh, scary. I can actually put the microphone up. gives me a little chills. Dog was kind of fierce. Well, not really fierce, but sort of a bit aggressive. But he was chained. And I decided not to... Oh, how's this here? Kind of nice. I decided not to... whatchamacallit, ding dong. I decided not to use the binaural microphone. Because... I can't speak up closer to the mic. And therefore I have to speak out a little louder. But that would mean that people on the streets would think that I'm crazy. Not that they don't right now. Somebody's vacuuming or something. And I'm just walking around. I have no idea where I'm going. And there are certain parts of this neighborhood, because it's a little bit of an older neighborhood. That some parts of this neighborhood don't have sidewalks. So I got to be careful. It's not that there's a lot of traffic or anything, but I just feel safer walking on the sidewalk. What you're hearing is the AC compressor to my left. This is kind of a pleasant walk. I wish Bruce is here. You know, I've been listening to some podcasts that really made me think. Good or bad, it really made me think. I'm gonna take the sidewalk now. Whether or not I agree with the people's point of view, that made me think. And oh, let me turn on my GPS. You know, I got a new GPS. I call my GPS my gay personal stripper. GPS, please. I have my gay personal stripper with me. Oh. And because it's new and I'm a complete gadget freak, that I am walking with it. So I gotta go change the mode to pedestrian mode right now with one hand. Settings. System. Is it? No. Where is it? Oh, navigation. Hello. Navigation. Oh, no. Is it map? Oh, yeah. Under map. Yeah, vehicle. No. I have no idea what I'm doing. This is brand new. Not map. What the hell is it? It should be system, isn't it? Oh, usage mode. Yeah, okay. It was in there the first time. Pedestrian. Click okay. Click back. And I'm stopping now. View map. I just want to see where I'm going. Okay. There's a car coming from behind. Passing on my right. So I'm walking here. Oh, it's kind of cool looking at where I'm walking on my GPS, even though I so totally know where I'm going. Oh, but it gives me an idea of how far I am from my house, because I can actually see my house. That's cool. And it says walking on Oaks. Oops, I just told you where I live. I didn't really finish the where it said. Anyway, walking on whatever street. And my speed. Let me see what my walking speed is. Let me turn on that. 2.2 miles an hour. Is that possible? Is that a human walking pace, a speed? 2 point something miles? I guess it is. 2.4 miles, 2.7 miles, 2.5 miles, 3 miles. My gosh. Anyway, you see, I hate walking on streets that, sorry, there's a bug on my arm. Okay, I'm taking the street back. Oh, yeah, it even knows where I am. Very cool. Anyway, this is kind of stupid. I'm gonna put this in my pocket. I keep hearing things. Oh, sorry. Sorry. What was I talking about earlier before I went on the... Oh, yeah, so my mom asked me to... Oh, fireflies again. My mom asked me to go out and walk. And I thought, what a silly idea. Until I actually think twice that actually the one that's silly is not the idea, it's actually me. I'm actually enjoying the walk now. I'm taking a different street down. Taking a slightly longer way. I'm walking up a little bit of a sweat. I mean, this walk is not for exercise, really. I'm just... was too full. And this walk is really helping me getting comfortable. I've been bad, you know. I gained 5 pounds since the beginning of the year. Because during the winter months, I sort of fell off the wagon. There's a bunny on the street. Fell off the wagon. Didn't go to the gym regularly. And in fact, this last stretch, I haven't been to the gym for maybe 2 months now. Not even once, which is really horrible. I feel ashamed of myself. Anyway, so, oh yeah, I was talking about podcasters inspiring me to think. And one of them was talking about sharing his views on a relationship, being in a successful relationship, and what should you do. And what about relationship, an open relationship, which means if you don't know what an open relationship is, it's a relationship where you are committed to each other emotionally, but not physically. I don't even know if that's the right way of saying it, committed. Which means you can actually, besides having sex with your partners, you actually are allowed, I would assume with some rules that you've preset, would be able to go out and have sexual relationship with other people. But you love each other, you just go out and have sex. I know it's some people it's like a difficult concept. To me it was too, until I slowly started to realize within the last few years that you can't really judge something based on your own experience. I hope this is, you know, the process of getting matured, hopefully. But as I'm realizing that I cannot simply judge or make, I can decide for myself whether or not it's going to work, which is besides the point. What I'm saying is, what I've learned is that you can actually, let me look at this house for sale. House for, oh my gosh, $116,000, $1,000, which is not that much, really. Oh, two bedroom, no wonder. Two bedroom, one bath. That's not gonna work. No wonder it's so inexpensive. Looking at this hardwood floors. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway. So yeah, that's my thought. What I've realized lately, for the last, I would say, maybe 3 years, 3 or 4 years, what I've learned is there is no one way of doing things. There's always exceptions, and even though exceptions are rare, you cannot just say because it's rare that it is not important or it's not relevant. And quite the contrary. So that's my two cents. Open relationship. I think it's a thing that is decided between the two, and the reason why I said that I was inspired by this one of the podcasters out there about this issue, I say that intentionally, about this issue, was because of how he mentioned in his podcast, saying something like open relationship is not going to work in the long run. Now, that is his opinion and he's entitled to that. I don't know, I tend to feel like that is a bit of a rush to a conclusion. And he is older and he's seen enough things that he seems to feel, and that's why I'm giving everyone credits. Oh, white kitty. Hello, pretty kitty. But I feel like that is a bit of a judgment from, well, not judgment. That's a decision or his observation and his conclusion from him, only him. If you ask me if long-term relationship, lasting long-term relationship would not, oh, and he said something about, would not last, let me finish my thought. He said something about if what did he say? He said something like, if you, oh, it's going to be a problem, yeah. So it's like the cause of, no matter how long you think this open relationship would last, it would not last for a long time, or could have been longer if there weren't any sexual relationships with other than the two in this relationship. Did that make sense? Meaning, if it's not because of open relationship and having sex with other people in the relationship, typically that open relationship tend to become an issue for people to break up. Now, I tend to disagree with this podcaster because I think for him, it may be the case, and even it could even be the majority, but I do not know, and it's hard to say, and it's too difficult. And same thing happened with another podcast, on Archer's podcast, and people are spending all the time arguing, well, not arguing, but debating about what is the views of most American. And it's just too difficult to sum up. Even polls. So I feel like that is something that is up to the two parties involved. I think there's coming up, there might be another loud dog that will be rushing over to the fence and bark. So I just am forewarning you. Of course, there's traffic on my right. One good thing about the Zoom H2 is I can actually put the microphone up to my mouth. Very close. Very intimately. Oh, fireflies in front of my face, please. Oh my gosh. Oh. Oh, here's the dog. Shut up. Every time I see misbehaving dogs, I think of Caesar Milan. What was I saying? Please. Yeah, it's up to the two who are in the relationship to decide whether or not it's going to work. And, oh yeah, and he said that it is the act of the sex itself, sharing your partner physically, that is the cause of the failure of a relationship. Now, I tend to disagree with that. Now, of course, I may be jaded and just think with my ass, but I tend to disagree, and I'm interested and would like to hear from you and what your thoughts are when it comes to this. I think that it is communication, trust, the love that you have for the two of you that will be the cause of the failure of a relationship, and whether or not you have open relationship is not the main cause. Now, I'm not saying that it is completely not in the picture. Obviously, it all rooted back to something deeper than having sex with another person. And I know some people it works, some people it doesn't. So first of all, communication before you even start is to tell the other person, actually talk through openly about it and see if it works, I guess. I'm not in an open relationship, so I'm not sure. And that's not because at least at this point of our lives, this is not something that we want. And if it ever becomes a possibility, I'll be happy to think about it. But at this point, it's just not, it's giving us problem or anything. It's just that we just don't want to have no need for that. It does complicate things up. I have to admit. But if your core and if your base is strong and good enough, I really think that it's not going to be a cause for a breakup. Now, if you have a not such a strong relationship, I'm sitting down now, then it will become, I guess, an extra thing or an easier thing for you to find things to pick on or fight. But if you are truly and honestly being in a happy and trusting and loving relationship, even if you do have sex outside, it's not going to be an issue. Now, given the same situation, you are having the same open relationship, but then you're starting to lose your trust, now then, issue will arise. Is open relationship, the having sex part, the cause of the breakup of the relationship, or is it just merely a, what do you call, is that a catalyst, is that a word? I'm not even sure. It's not the main cause. It could be a contributing factor, but not the main cause. Because if you're in a happy and solid and trusting relationship, even if you do go out and have sex with other people, I don't think it's going to affect your relationship. But of course, there will be the other point of arguing, why would you then go out and have sex if you're happy? Now, that is up to you. To me, I'm a very open, liberal, open-minded. I just don't feel like anybody can judge anyone on anything. I would leave that up to the person. And if they see each other as their soul companion, you know, a soul partner or a soul soulmate, but they have the physical need of having sex to have excitement or whatever, sexual needs, whatever, and then go out and have sex without the involvement, with any emotional involvement, then if they both agree on it and they're both mature and trusting each other, then that's not going to be an issue. So it's up to the person again. Oh my gosh, I cannot imagine I spent so much time talking about just that. Of course, there's another, yeah, I guess the, I sort of briefly talk about, I didn't even plan on talking about open relationship, but I just did. It's kind of interesting. And I'm sure Nick Thomas would be very, very interested in this topic, because he always seemed to think that because I am not, or because sometimes I find him repeating the same thing, and this is not just Nick Thomas, but some, I do the same thing. I repeat about the same thing that I talk about all the time because it's in my head. And one of the things, not so much lately, I have to say, Nick Thomas hasn't been talking about the same thing. He's actually been, even his sexual sexcapades has been quite interesting, because he meet people, different people, all this kind of stuff. And, you know, human stories excite me, not sexually, but sometimes can be, because his podcast can be very sexual. And yeah, it does turn me on sometimes. Please. But I'm not listening to him because of that. I'm listening to him because he's so open and honest with whatever he does that it gives me the side of things that you don't typically get from most people, especially most podcasters. He's been talking to Ben from Ideologic and Ideopod, from Australia. Well, he's actually from Texas, but he is now living in Australia, finishing up his school. And that was very exciting as well. And the whole idea that they are communicating and talking to each other was very fascinating. And sort of give you a different side of Ben that I typically don't get to hear much if or when he is doing a show by himself. So that was good. And I guess that's my two cents. And the walk really helped me feeling a lot better and more comfortable. And I think sometimes this, what the hell? The plane is above me. Oh, is that a helicopter? Is it a helicopter? I think it's a helicopter above me. This is the show that I find more, like when I say, oh my gosh, the show is crap, is when I don't record when I'm thinking. You know, I'm just recap things that happened in my life. That is when I feel like I'm at my weakest. At least personally, I feel like I'm at my weakest because there's nothing, there's no insights. It's just reporting. Now, of course, every podcaster is probably at some point or another would have stuff like that. And I think if you were to force something out of it, become somebody who every podcast is inspiring, every podcast is a perfect lesson for somebody, I think that would also be a little cheesy and a little bit too pretentious, unless they were really that good. Like if you're a philosopher or something. But this is the podcast that personally hits the spot for me. It's when I turn on, when I have something to think about, I turn on the microphone and sort of think out loud and talk about what I'm thinking in my head, or stuff that I've been thinking in my head, I sort of recap and share that with you. This is the stuff that makes me feel like, oh my gosh, at least it's not crap. But of course, you know, you can never judge. There are shows that I thought I should completely ditch and throw away because I'm just sitting there peeling pomegranate. And people liked it. You know, I don't know. I tend to, whenever it comes to shows like that, I tend to make it stereo. When I have nothing to say, at least if I have the control, if I have the control of using a binaural or a this thingy. What is it? The Zoom to do a stereo recording. Hi, boy. My chai is through the window looking at me. You are so pretty. And so, yeah. And thank you for sharing your time with me. Thank you for allowing me to think in your ears. I think I've mentioned this before. I'm going to end it. And I promise I'll end this. But I think I've mentioned this before. Doing podcasts like this, a very personal thinking through out loud process of podcasting, is one of my favorites. Some say that this is a form of therapy. And I actually quite agree. I find this to be a process that the part of the day part of the day that allows me to stop, make time for myself at least once a week to stop, slow down. It's kind of a form of meditation to me. And I guess that's why I think it's good, because I actually am benefiting from it. Just slow down, not plan on anything big, and just spew whatever came into my head. And I'm really, I guess, you know, yeah, that could be the conclusion, I guess, please. Is that it really benefits me, myself, and therefore I like it. So I hope some of you would agree and also like this kind of podcast. But I would like to hear your thoughts about open relationship, because I am, you know, I can't speak from experience. And, you know, of course you may say, If I don't have the experience, why would I know it's going to be okay? I may actually be jealous and all that. And what I remember, that one person that summed this up perfectly was Archer's boyfriend. Archer's boyfriend said something about, and they had that conversation too. They said something about if stepping into the house now. He says something about being, you know, if he has a fling and, you know, and but as long as it's not emotionally attached to the other person, as long as it's just a physical thing, he'll be totally fine with it. I have the exact same thought, and that's why, hence I made that, hence I made that statement earlier, or observation that I have, that it is not the physical, sexual relationship that is causing some of the problem. You may already have other trust issue, trusting a partner, or all that, you know, little other issues to begin with before you actually have that problem. Obviously, to add to complicate things more, it's not going to help, obviously. So thank you so much for listening, and it's been longer than I intended it to be. It was clear and bright when I walked out, and now it's dark. It may still be clear. Thank you very much for listening to online, and there is a new website that is launching, or has already launched. I think it's launching in a few days. It should be launched now. So go over to, if you're interested in gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender issues, go over to tiltedworld.org. Tiltedworld.org. And I'll explain another time, maybe with a bunch of collaborators that I'm working with right now. It is a website specifically targeted to gay audience, queer audience, and queer conscious and queer supportive, queer friendly readers. It's a blog that I started along with, well, I didn't start it. I helped a bunch of Malaysian gay and lesbian queer Malaysian podcasters, bloggers, started this website. It's called tiltedworld.org. If you're ever interested in subjects, topics, issues that Malaysian queer people are experiencing today, these are the people that you want to read. And I've seen a lot of quite interesting and good articles. There are some things that we can share, those of us who are not living in Malaysia, as you can imagine. Might be a bit difficult to come out and be who you are. And that's why I think it will be another time that I will deal a little bit more about that. But now head over to tiltedworld.org. And if you have questions also for Ding the Bell, cross promo, dingthebell.com, you can go to dingthebell.com, or actually, even better yet, send us an email, ask us questions. We like to answer questions once a month. You'll get shows every single week, hopefully. But we answer questions, we collect questions for a month, then we answer all of them, or try to, throughout the show. So we record a show every month, a bunch of shows every month. So go over to dingthebell.com, or actually email us at dingthebell@gmail.com with your questions. We also have a phone line. You can also call 206-600-705. That is our Ding the Bell phone number. Or if you want to just comment on this particular show, which seems to be getting longer and longer, you can do so by going to onlinepodcast.com and comment in the comment area, or you can send me an email at online@gmail.com. And actually, better yet, you can actually be heard by calling 206-888-JOHN, 206-888-JOHN. Thank you so much for listening, all of you, and spending a little time with me. And we'll talk next week, okay? Don't forget to smile. Bye-bye.